checking out the videos, listening to the interviews, classics that have been dropped.
Blog Talk Radio.
She got you. She got you.
She got me, bro. She got me. I'm not even going to redo the damn intro, damn it. Because I was feeling that one. Hitman is up. Sue Surf is up. Most Def rejecting Lupe Fiasco. It's up. A combined views of about 100,000 in the last 2 days. PSA Radio is out here moving.
Out
here. Salute everybody, man. My bro, my partner in crime in this shit right here, Dre 3 Letterman. What is good, my G?
The fuck is good, man? PSA Radio, man. What's good out here, Timbo, man? Come on, baby.
Yeah, we out here dropping classics here.
Yeah. That's what the fans are telling me. That's what the fans are telling us. You know, I ain't gonna say
it.
I let the people say.
Not only is it the fans that are telling us, but we know everybody's watching. So salute everybody watching these interviews.
Facts.
That might not want to say that they're watching these interviews.
Right.
PSA Radio, salute everybody, man. That's you know, showing love, everything like that. It's been a crazy week, crazy few days for
Word.
Us. And
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So salute everybody that's been involved in it, man. So we got a big show today.
Mm.
Cortez battling Jims on the upcoming RBE card in less than a month now is coming on the show. Jims gave us a really good interview. Be on the lookout for that, possibly dropping the next day.
Word.
Got
Word.
Cortez coming on for the rebuttal, Dre. Are you interested in this?
Of course. Truth be told, man, I fucks with Cortez, man. Not just because he's a Brooklyn nigga, but I respect the dude because he's been here from the jump. You know what I'm saying? He's a hip-hop dude on top of that. And he makes good music, too, man. Cortez is a likable dude and shit. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really, you know. Truth be told, at first, Tez, I know you probably listening. I see that. It's a cocky-ass nigga. But he's a Brooklyn nigga, so I get it, you know what I mean? But he's calming down and shit. That come maturity and be he seems more level headed anytime I see Tez do an interview and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I am interested to see what he got to say about Jims. I'm more interested is I'm surprised he's taking the battle because he's always said to me, watch the interviews again, two niggas he didn't want to battle. I think it was Uno Labos and Jims. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
yo, give Jims a shot and see what he do. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's like we said before, man, this battle has the grudge match feel. You know what I'm saying? It has that feeling of, like, all right, this is, you know, these two have history, this and that. So I think that's the reason people are going to be attracted to this battle, just because of that. You know what I'm saying? So we got Cortez and Jims going down. Disaster coming on the show now with Diz. It seems like there's nothing that's been ironed out, but it seems like he would like to battle Hitman Hala on the Guerrilla Warfare card. Now, aggression in these two. What do you think of this battle if it ends up going down or the possibility of it?
See, I'm going to keep it real. I'm more interested in this than I was interested in Hitman and Shoddy Horror. That shit didn't do nothing for me, my nigga. Even when the battle was, we did a show talking about who we thought Hitman was going to battle. And shout out to you, Timbo, because when we did that shit, you did put down Shoddy Horror as one of the victims and shit. But when the battle came out, I wasn't feeling it. Hitman Disaster, I got some interest in this. I got some interest in this, definitely. I'm not even going to lie. You want to hear any Disaster wants to battle
about
Hitman? So that tells me Disaster has respect for him and shit.
Exactly. I think that's right. And I think it would be dope, man. The aggression on both of these guys would be something that would definitely attract people to it. Also, I think what the attraction is, Dre, it's really out of left field with this battle.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
There hasn't been shots thrown to each other by any of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that's kind of left field, and I think it would be dope. I think that would make for a dope battle. So Hitman Disaster kind of, you know what I'm saying?
If I'm Hitman, I battle Disaster.
Do you?
For many, yeah, and here's the reason. I'll give you some reasons why. Let's be real. Love him, hate him, Disaster's a fucking legend in this shit. Disaster is probably one of the battle rappers that have, what, like, fucking over 70-some-odd battles. I'm probably off on numbers and shit. But, and just the battle, Disaster, I think that's good for Hitman. Because, let's be real, my nigga, who is left for Hitman to battle, my dude? It's only a few niggas, my nigga. Shine, Rock, why you could throw Diz in there. I wouldn't mind seeing a battle of Pat State. I wouldn't mind seeing a rematch between him and Hollow, but I'm pretty sure that would happen. But you get what I'm saying, Timbo? There's not too many people left for some of the battle unless you give young cats a chance.
I agree, and that's the reason why it's good for him to be creative now. You know, maybe be creative and branch out to somebody that wasn't really mentioned before. Diz wasn't really mentioned before for either of them, really, you know?
Right.
So I think you're right in a sense where this would be something different. And, you know, maybe that would end up making it such a dope battle would be because it wasn't really in their thought of battling each other. But the cards could be placed to where it would make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think,
and let's be real. And they got ample time. They got to November, my nigga. Come on. You can't write three rounds.
Exactly.
November, my nigga? I mean, you in the wrong fucking business, my geez. For real.
Yeah, real. You're definitely in the wrong business if that's the case, yo. But you know what, man? Let's get our guest on here, man. Battling Gems coming up on the RBE card in September, I believe September 5th. It's going down. Cortez versus Gems. Let's get him on. Let's let this man talk his shit right here. Cortez, what's good, Tez?
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
You know what I mean? I got to go over here and get on these interviews and all this because we got a little dirty, spick-ass nigga. Now, I'm talking kind of crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't the king of talking that shit, you know. But, you know, when daddy teaches a little nigga how to talk, you feel me, and you see him walk and talk now, you know, when they get 13, 14, you know, they want to pump their chest out, and then daddy got to put them back in place real quick, give them a quick ass whooping. You feel me?
Mm.
So what's up, man? I ain't even listen to the interview, so I want y'all to tell me. Get me turned up, because then
You know what? Go ahead, Dre. Go ahead. In an intense way. Go ahead, Dre. Let him know.
My nigga, basically, Jim is telling us that, yo, he going to beat you, my nigga. But this is, Jim's always does this. And one thing I give Jim's, he knows how to sell a fight. You know what I'm saying? Now, I believe him? Well, do I believe him, Cortez? He probably needs more people. Well, listen, do I believe him? He probably needs more people. But, I told him that, yo, Cortez is a heavy favorite in this battle, my nigga. I got to keep it real tall with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even the debatable and shit, you know what I'm saying? What made you decide to take this battle, though? Because I think you said before you wasn't going to battle him and Uno Lavos, you know what I'm saying? What made you decide, all right, fucking now, let's get the gloves on?
Lavos. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. It's over for Uno Lavos. Like, I don't even want nobody asking me about him. It's over.
All right, so we did that.
He's done. You feel what I'm saying? But as far as Gems, I like what he did against City Towers. Now, I'm going to be $1 million with you. We've been booked, though. I was booked before he had City Towers. We just couldn't announce it. You understand what I'm saying? But Gems, like, This was my thing with Gems. It was more or less about, yo, you know what? The check was nice, first off. You know what I mean? And then I never been on an RBE stage. And I keep it a book with you. You know, I'm a person that takes pride in being on every stage and showing that I've adapted to almost every stage in battle rap. You understand? So, you know, with that being said, When I was presented with it, I really looked at what the card was looking like. And also, yo, I rarely get home games anymore. I travel a lot. I don't really get to battle at home. And, you know, since the Cicero thing was a little bit in the air at the time, I took the battle and I said, you know what, man, my fans, my people, they deserve to see me battle at least once or twice a year. Like, it's crazy that I'm in New York, but people don't really get to see me battle from the hometown. You feel me? So it's like, yo, you know what, man? Let's do it, and let's do it crazy. Plus, you know, I got an after party that Sunday, you know what I mean, at Prelude. So that's going to be on tilt. And, you know, we just going to do what we do.
My nigga, hold on now, Tez. You're doing a big schmancy wancy out here, my nigga. You're battling fucking gyms and then you're heading to a fucking after jump off shit. I got a concern now, my nigga.
It is my birthday weekend, though, so, you know.
Okay, okay, but.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm not questioning that. I'm not.
I have dinner when I fuck gyms up. That's us, you know what I mean? Eating good, you know what I mean? And
right.
After awesome, you know.
Now I'm only saying that, my nigga, because I want you focused. You know, I want you focused, my nigga. You know, you might be thinking about the chicks and all that. And, you know, okay.
Yo, bro, let me tell you something. Anybody that's traveled with me, any battle rappers, you can ask them. When we go out of town, whatever we do, yo, boy, I be partying. I don't stay in the hotel like these other niggas. Most of these niggas stay in the hotel. They don't enjoy the town that they're in. You feel what I'm saying? I know niggas. You know, they'd be like, yeah, we went to London, we went here, but them niggas never really enjoyed those, you know, that shit. And I enjoy it. I turn up. Anybody would tell you. You feel me? So it's like, that's not what I'm worried about. I just think I owe my fans a battle in New York City, you know what I mean? And that's
right.
What I want, you know what I mean? And Jims would be the perfect person to beat the shit out of to do it.
Tez, how do you like the rest of this card, by the way? Do you like the idea of this the 2-day card as well?
I like the 2-day card. I think our card, the date of our card is a little bit more stacked, but the second day of the card is a lot more hungrier MCs. You know what I mean? That got more to prove. So I think it's a great balance. You feel me? I think it's a super, super, super balance. You know, I just don't like Arsenal. Like, I don't know.
What you mean? Y'all niggas got to battle, old man. At some point, man, you got to tell RV make that happen. You are awesome. That shit got to happen, I think.
He's losing a lot of steam right now. You feel me?
You think so?
You don't think so? You know
I think he's been falling back. I'm not telling you. I think he's been falling back, though, and not be oversaturating himself. What you think about that?
That could be it, but, you know, let's see what he really does, because Big K wasn't impressive with him. I think he had another battle with him wasn't impressive after that. I can't really remember, but, you know, Oss is Oss. You know,
right.
I don't take nothing away from him. There's a reason why I want to battle him. You feel me?
Of course.
But at the same time, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's a major threat. I just feel like Show Off is kind of dope, too. You know what I mean? Even though he mad old, I feel like he mad dope. So, you know. He might give Oss a run for his money. He's older than Oss.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, boy.
This nigga Show Off look like he's a young boy, man. I ain't know he's up there.
Boy, Show Off is his grandpa.
Damn, my man. Did
he know?
Shout out to Show Off. Shout out to Show Off.
You know
my nigga, let's talk battle rap. Politics, man. I really want to ask you this, my nigga. You done been here since the grind top era, nigga. You done seen all kind of, I'm pretty sure you done seen all kind of crazy shit behind the scenes. And here's why I bring it up. We had Hitman and Sue Surf here yesterday, Tez. Them niggas spoke from the fucking heart. You know what I'm saying? And,
Well, I saw the Hitman interview this morning. You know what I mean? And you know, I get the politics and I get the reasoning. I get all that. I didn't really get to see Surf's interview, but go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. How does a league owner and a battle rapper, how does that work when money is conversations? I'm asking that to you because I respect your candidness. I know you keep it 100 and shit.
But what
is it hard sometimes?
Compensation? What do you mean by compensation?
No, I'm saying I respect your opinion and shit on this. Is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a league owner and a battle rapper, how do you come across the table and both parties are satisfied? You know what you're gonna, you get what you want, and they get what they want.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It's got other shit to do with it. You feel what I'm saying, bro? It really depends on it depends on a lot of things. Like, you know, as much as people say. Like, all right, like, let's take me and Smack, for instance, right? People think there's a rift between Smack and I, you know what I mean? And that's far from it, you know what I mean? Me and Smack is mad cool. Like, I see Smack in the clubs all the time. We never have a problem. But when it comes down to business, you know, sometimes we may not see eye to eye. But I also also understand, like you got to be able to humble yourself as a battler and understand what your position is, no matter what. Like, at least for me, I understand that there are bigger names right now at the moment. You feel me? I understand that, you know what, maybe it makes sense for Cortez to be on a card with these guys, even if I'm a beginning battle or something like that, you know? Like you got to be able to understand that, my bad, you know? So it's more or less like with Surf and Hitman, they're a little different. You know what I mean? They understand their value. They get a lot of views. You know what I mean? They have huge followings. Hitman's on television. That's a big plus. You feel me? Like it draws a lot of attention to a battle with him. You know, there are new fans every day that just know him from Wildin' Out. That'll be like, oh, I never really seen him really battle, so let me see it. So when he's arguing about what his value is, and rightfully so, he's looking at it like, yo, you got me over here sitting here waiting. You see what the fans want. It's not just what he wants, it's what the fans want. You know, give the fans what they want. But, you know, sometimes I think we kind of get caught up with the names and trying to build these super matchups. And maybe that's what's hurting battle rap a little bit, because fuck the names for a minute. Let's get back to the grudge matches. You know what I mean? Yeah, Clips and Hollow is a dope battle.
Word.
But will it be
Word.
A dope battle? Because they're friends. It's a gamble. So it's more or less like they both doing it because they know they could get chicken out of it. Not hating or nothing like that. But it's a matter
right.
of, it's a risk. It's a risk. Mm-hmm. And then somebody like Hitman's looking at it like, yo, bro, I got these 3 rounds for this nigga right now. And it's the fact that Suge is hot. Suge has always been loyal to URL. Why not book us? You feel
yeah.
me? Why
yeah.
not? We're
yeah.
not trying to go nowhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could say the same thing for Cicero and I. Like, me and Cicero and I, we held out. We had offers, and we had more money. We had more money at other leagues. I'll keep it official with you. We had 3 other offers with more money. You know what I mean? The reason why we wanted it on URL is because Cicero also said, yo, cool, I want the right look, because then I know the money will come after. Hey, okay, he can do that. You feel me? I, on the other hand, I would have took the bread. You know what I mean? But I also understand the value of URL. I also pay attention to what my fans have been asking me. My fans have been asking me to be back on that stage. Hold on 1 second, y'all.
What? Oh, damn. Like I said, my nigga, I could just imagine the behind-the-scenes shit.
You get what I'm saying? It does go like that, because you have to look at it like, yo, you know, the fans are tired of me. This fan, like right now, I'm in the mall right now, right? I just finished shopping. And a fan at Foot Locker, the nigga's working in there. He's like, yo, bro, did you retire? Like, yo, you one of my favorites, but I haven't seen you in years. And I'm looking at him like, yo, bro, I probably battled more than half of the niggas that battle in the last 2 years. But because they're not in the main stage, people are thinking I'm quiet. You have to understand that.
Well, see, well, he's not a real battle fan, though, because he ain't see Johnny Storm. He ain't see you and John. I don't know what he's going to
do. No. I understand that. But we can't just count the real hardcore battle fans. You want to just talk about
right.
the general public. And that's
right.
where Hitman or somebody like Surf comes in, because in the general public, they're known. It ain't just hardcore battle fans that know them, you know? Now, I think I'm a household name when it comes to battle rap. I honestly think, you know, if you're going to name 20 battle rappers in the world, my name will come up. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, they look at it like, yo, bro, these guys are probably in the top 5 people they mention. You feel me? And it's like, yo, we got to sit here and wait, and we got to sit here and wait because you want to give this guy 30,000, you want to give this guy 40,000, I'm trying to do a deal with you, and you got me waiting? I can understand this grief. Now, there's always 2 sides to a story.
I don't know what
Beezy and him agreed to, or Harry, or Smack, I really don't know. You know what I mean? But it just looks like, you know, there's politics in everything. You know?
Yep.
I feel like URL should have a bigger grip on it. But then that's why I had been said from before, I said, yo, it needs to get to a point where we either get the right sponsors or something. And Smack has to set the example. You know, it's fucked up that Smack will pay you less because of who he is, instead of pay you what you're worth because of who he is. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
It's, you know, I don't want to say nothing bad about Smack, but it's not really Smack. It's just the business in general. It's like he has the biggest brand. He should be setting the example. It's like other leagues might set the example, and then they know they got the fan base, so they can just take over. You feel me? That Sugar Hitman situation is weird. You know what I mean? Like, Suge's real opportunity. You got to understand, the only people that have never been on Summer Madness is myself and Suge. That's Suge's opportunity. Damn. We're the only two, like, relevant top-tier niggas that never been on Summer Madness.
Man, that's real, though, shit.
You really think about that. So, you know, to hold that over Suge's head, I think, is a little fucked up. But then again, I don't know they did that. I'm just going off what the speculation is or what they're saying. I'm not going to say that's what he did. You know what I mean? That's what they're doing. But, you know, it's kind of fucked up. It's like saying, nigga, you going to take this 2,000? Yeah, you can get 8,000 over there, but you ain't on that stage. You know what I mean? It's like, really? I got to feed my family. Like, you know, is it just business or are we cool? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, you have to start looking at things, you know? And then it's fucked up because then, you know, you don't want to burn that bridge where you're not on that stage at all.
Word. You don't want to do that.
In the long
yeah.
run, that 8,000 might run out by the end of the year. That 8,000 going to run regardless. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you look at it like, damn, I can't get no major other bookings. It should have been on the last couple URL calls and he on fire.
Yeah. Well, see, where Hitman's grudge was at was, you know, if URL wanted to stop the battle from happening and, you know, take Suge out, Hitman was like, all right, cool, then book the fucking battle. Then pay us and book it for Summer Madness. But they didn't do that. And Hitman's like, I'm not
Are they
going to
book it at all for Summer Madness? They don't want to book the battle at all?
They're not booking it at all. See, Hitman was like, yo, I'm cool. You like, if you block it, all right, but book it. But no, they're not booking it at all.
Why they're not booking it is the question.
Because that battle has to go down. That's been,
yeah,
you know, especially right now.
But that's what I'm saying. Why would they block? I don't get that, because why would Smack block it if he didn't want to book it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so you can't be mad if you you know, it goes back to you snooze, you lose. You feel me? It goes back to that. But, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know what this situation was. So I don't want to speculate and you know what I mean, be on the blogs about it, because I really don't know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's between Hitman, Harry, Beasley, Suge, and Smack. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I really can't call it. It's a fucked up situation because everybody wants to see it. I want to see it go down. You know what I mean?
Right, facts. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
I mean, this is where it could be like a toss-up with how good Suge is doing right now. It could be.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing about it, though. This could make or break Suge.
Exactly. Yep. And here was my argument with that, too. Now, say, like you said, this is all speculation. So if the opportunity was presented from Smack to Suge, to like, yo, we're going to pay you more, put you on Summer Madness. You're not going to be with Hitman, but, you know, you'll get a battle. But I'm sure there's times in your guys' career that you've taken a battle for little money, but it was a career move. Like, you did it for the look against that opponent.
Yeah, like right now, Cicero, I did it because I think I need to look on Smack. You feel me? I took a real, real, real low pay cut. Like, I'm talking about pennies for this battle. You know what I mean? Like, I feel insulted, but at the same time, I'm going to just take all my frustration out in that battle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like, damn, son, this is the lowest I've gotten paid in maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But it's about the look. It's about, okay, you know what, man? I'm going to shut these motherfuckers up. You know what I mean? It's like it gives you a more incentive. And I've done that before. You feel me? It's like, you do that shit and you look, Holohan. Holohan wasn't a money move. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was more I wanted to go to Canada. It turned out great for me. You
feel me?
That was
a good battle. That was a good battle. Dope battle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like certain things like that. But, you know, it is what it is. You got to be able to take your shit and take it to the next level and just show and prove on that stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
End of the
day. I think just the consensus is Suge pulled some bullshit. You know, Surf just had his interview too, And, you know, he said the same shit. He's like, yo, sir, Suge pulled some bullshit, you know? You got to stick
yeah,
in there.
Straight up and down said that shit.
And do this battle. Like, you know, this battle is Hitman is Suge.
Can they still do it on Guerrilla Warfare or Hitman's done with it? He's like, nah.
No, Hitman's done. He sounds like he's no.
Yeah, he sounds like, nah, dude.
He's done. He was spazzing, man. He said it was done. He was mad as fuck. And, you know, the way it seemed like too Gracie and Hitman Suge. Yeah, I don't think so.
But you know what, though, fellas? You know what, Cortez and Timbo? If I'm Guerrilla Warfare or URL, I still try to make that battle happen, my niggas. For real.
Yeah, because
you know why?
Absolutely.
You know why? This is twice Suge is going to miss a summer madness. He had the opportunity to be, well, he beat Miles, and then Tech N9ne gets Miles. You know what I'm saying? People say it was, you know, niggas wasn't feeling that. Now you have opportunity. This could have been summer madness, and now Guerrilla Warfare snatches up. Now it's not going down. It's like, damn, Suge, opportunity's knocking on the door.
Well, you know, Guerrilla Warfare, it's got to be a real nice card for the simple fact that they got Surf on the card. They got
Fire card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, you look at it like, yo, that's a pretty big card right there. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to respect it.
Tez, off of this, I want to ask you, how mad were you when Mos Def retracted his statements and does not want to battle anymore? When he comes out, seems to be a good look for battle rap, challenges mainstream artists to a rap battle, to get in that ring with him, and then it's like, Lupe and King Los and Mickey, they all accept, and he's like, nah, never mind. I don't want to do it.
I didn't even know you retracted the statement. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, son.
You see, that's corny. Real corny. But then again, good, because that means he ain't got the heart for it. Like you know, he's a great rapper, but it just shows he ain't got the heart for it. I'm tired of these industry niggas trying to battle. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm really tired of these niggas trying to battle, though. It's like, get over it. Like, y'all can't do what we do. Y'all take y'all pride and y'all want to spread these rumors and say we can't make music. Hey, fine. If that's how y'all feel, that. But we know for a damn sure fact y'all can't get in this fucking ring and get right with us. Simple as that. Stating your thing, we are the best lyricists in the world. I don't care what anybody says. We are the best rappers. Y'all might be the biggest rappers, but we're the best rappers. Fuck it. And if y'all feel different, then get in the ring. If you're going to retract your statement, then retract your statement. But don't just do that for shock value. You feel me? Because you see niggas will be on your helmet ASAP. Joe Buttons. Don't know who it is. Niggas is on their helmets and niggas is trying to get them get in that ring. You feel me? And you know somebody will come and sponsor it. So don't play. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree, man. Yo, Tez, real quick, before you get out of here, man, we want to get your predictions for this, for the event, man, for RVE.
Hey, run them down.
All right, man. Let's see if you're ready. We got Rosenberg Raw versus Jay Murda.
You know, man, that's a personal battle for me. Like, you know, I've had my back and forth with Rosenberg Raw, too. But I've also chilled with Rosenberg Raw, like, you know, at other events. And he's hungry right now. And Jay Murda disappointed me. Not to play him with our battle, but he did disappoint me. Like, he kind of folded under the pressure. So this battle to me is either going to make or break Jay Murda, where it's either you're going to see him spaz the fuck out, you're going to see, like, you know what, he ain't there yet. You know what I mean? And hopefully, I got to go with the veteran on this one. Like, I fuck with Murda. I want to see more from him, though. That's all it is. You feel what I'm saying? His potential is there, but I want to see more from him. And if he can't fucking get over the hump with Rosenberg Raw, then maybe he's just not ready just yet. But I would say right now it's a toss-up, 2-1 either way, but I'm leaning towards Raw. Just because he just had a real good battle. He had a real good battle.
Yo, Ted, when is your battle dropping, my nigga?
The 14th, Friday.
Oh, Friday, okay, bet.
Oops. Next up, Oops versus Born.
And Newborn is going to have a field day. Newborn already spit two rounds for me. Newborn is going nuts.
Newborn is nice, B. Come on, son. I'm telling niggas, Cortez, man.
I'm telling niggas, man, don't sleep on Bourne. That boy hungry.
Nah,
man.
B.
He's reviving. He's getting a little bit of the glimpse again. He's getting a little bit more light. And I think he's really ready to take advantage of it.
Who
else? Who
you got, B? Oh, you got Newborn straight up and down like that? Boom.
Hey, I got Newborn.
Next up, this guy Cortez versus this dude Jims. I don't know, man. What's
Rio.
The
outcome? Rio, the Spanish guy.
Rio, the Spanish guy. Oh, man.
Sorry, hold on. Cortez, you know if you lose, though, you get, you niggas gonna flame you, though, son.
Let me
I'm just being real, my nigga.
Cats, we go through this every time. Yo, Cole,
yes, I know, I know.
Had a great call. Call if you lose to Johnny Storm, call if you lose to Murder, call. Come on, call if you lose to Danny Myers. Call if you lose to Young Cannon. Come on, Cap. We've been going through this for like 2 years already, bro. What do y'all think is going to happen with me and Jim? That's what I want to know. Fuck everybody. What the fuck is going to happen when me and Jim step on that stage?
I got you beating them 2-1. I told that nigga that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
his
I think
best battle does not even come close to my shit right now. That City Towers battle, he did great. He still wouldn't beat me with that performance. Agreed or not agreed?
Agreed. Agreed. Facts.
All right. He got a lot more work to do. He has a lot more work to do. He's going to have a long day. He's going to have a long day. I'm telling you.
Uh-oh. Yo, next up, Charlie Clips versus Adi Boom.
One rounder.
Clips is great with one rounders. Adi is real hungry. I honestly think it's going to be a toss-up. I mean, Adi always shows up in these one rounders with Verb and
Goods. Yeah.
So, you know, I won't slack on Adi. You know, you can't never slack Clips, but I think it's going to be a toss-up because it's a it's a one-rounder.
Yeah. So, toss-up. It could go either way. All right. Yo, main event right here. Arsenal versus Showoff.
I think the 39-year-old Showoff will win this battle.
Oh,
because of life's experiences. And you know what I mean? The trials and tribulations that he's been through in life will guide him, and he will be able to beat Arsenal.
Hold on, Taz. Are you trying to tell me in Timbo because you spit what niggas would say real nigga bars? My nigga, you got to attack the nigga in front of you. That's fly. You can spit all that pain rap shit. I love that shit, my nigga. But if you're not attacking the nigga in front of you, come on, my nigga. Showoff got to attack Arsenal, B. He got to attack him.
You don't think Showoff attacks his opponent?
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't, but when you say he's gonna, you know, spit real life shit, I'm like, I don't want, like for instance, I like T-Top, but sometimes Top will go into some other shit, you know what I'm saying, where he's
I know what you're saying.
Nigga that's
but
in
I'm
front
gonna
of him,
you know
what I mean?
Man, Showoff shows up, bro. He battled Swayze, he battled Ill Will. He shows up, bro. He definitely
shows up.
You know what I mean? I fuck around with him because I think he's super dope. He's from the borough. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all fun and games. But I really, really, really think he's a problem. You know what I mean? I really think he's talented. I really think he gets it. And not a lot of people get it. You know what I mean? Like, even though he's older, he's new to the game, to the era, but he gets it. You know what I mean? Arsenal's going to wig out. You know Arsenal's going to wig out. And the fact that, you know, Club Perlu, it holds a couple hundred people, but it's not like a huge stage.
Arsenal's going to
be able to shake them dreads and get crazy and all that. But, you know, I think Showoff is just, he doesn't get nervous, and he's a better rapper than Arsenal. But then again, Arsenal's been sitting for a while. He might have some
better rapper.
You know what I mean? But I say Showoff 2-1. I'm the one that's going 3-0 on that day, though.
What happened?
I'm gonna have a 3-0 that day. Everybody else is gonna be 2-1s.
Nigga, I'm holding you to that shit, son. I'm holding you to that. You said you 3-0 in gyms. We gotta see. That nigga Jim said you dirty, you don't matter. He gonna, yo, my nigga, he was talking that shit. I gotta keep it real. But once again, I know Jim's talking a lot of shit. He gotta back it up.
His mustache is more popping than him.
Oh, damn.
But, you know, September 5th, y'all gonna see me wipe the floor with this fucking spit. And then, you know what I mean? Shortly after that, I'm gonna wipe the floor with Cicero. And we're gonna keep it pushing. You know? That's it. Another day at the office. I know what's up.
So who's at the gyms then?
Cicero's right after gyms. I think it's
Cicero.
Yeah.
Okay.
After that I'm free. But like I told y'all, after these two battles, I'm really gonna not jump for any more battles. It's a matter of if it makes sense, it makes sense. But I don't want to battle these no name guys no more. It doesn't make no sense for me.
Yo, you and Chella will be interesting.
Me and Chilla, really, I really want to battle Chilla Jones.
Yeah.
A lot of you. I really,
that's
really,
tough,
really
man.
Yeah. I felt like, you know, giving Chilla prep with some bullshit because Nunu had called me and asked me about prep, if I wanted to take prep. And I was like, you know what I mean? But then DNA was like, well, you should just do it, just to do it on URL. You know what I mean? But it's at the same time, it's like I don't want to do those battles. And then but I think it was the fact that prep skipped over me. Like, oh, so I know me and Chilla wanted a battle, but y'all want to get prep. So y'all trying to promote prep like that? Like y'all think he's ready for that? And he wasn't. And he looked stupid on that stage. And he fucked. You feel me? And that's why I'm like, yo, I honestly think me and Chilla will be an amazing battle.
Yeah, I think so. Prep needed to fuck. He needed some humble pie, my G. He needed that humble pie, man. He really did.
And I'm about to call Gracie and tell her what's up, man. Set that on that war report. On that guerrilla warfare. What you think?
Definitely. Yeah, yo, you and Chilla, yo, my nigga, that makes sense. That makes
on
sense.
That guerrilla warfare?
Yeah, I think that'll be dope.
Yo, man,
I think that'll be
tell
dope.
Gracie
real nigga shit.
Man. Tweet that shit out, whatever. Cortez and Chilla need to be on that guerrilla warfare card.
We got to. We're going to hold you down, definitely.
Let's do it.
Yo, Tez.
You heard?
You know what I mean?
Yo, Tez, we appreciate you coming up here, man. Absolutely. Your battle with Jim's coming up. September 5th, RBE, man. Right, we'll start the tweets, man, to get you and Chilla on Guerrilla Warfare, bro. We really appreciate you coming up here.
Let's do it, man. I'm a wash and dirty nigga September 5th. You heard? Holla.
All right, my G. Salute. All right. Appreciate you, man. Salute to Taz coming up.
Yo, my nigga, on some real shit, he can't lose. I mean, yo, Jim, this ain't no shade to you, my nigga. I'm just saying this because Cortez is a veteran. Ted's got to know if he loses gyms, he's going to get flamed, B. Like, he's, for real. Like, dead ass. It's going to happen. As it should. That's just me.
You think?
Yeah, son. Yo, Jim's being Cortez, it might be an upset, though, son. I'm no shade to gyms, man. I don't take it from Timber. I'm not trying to kill the young boy. But I just think that way. I think it'd be considered an upset. Or some, you know, worse than Sean being Verb, I think. Well, maybe I'm reaching a little bit on that, but maybe I'm reaching on that. I'm reaching. But it's still bad, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real. Cortez is supposed to beat Jims. He's supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
He really is, bro.
Come on, son. He's supposed to. That's no shade of Jims. But I just think he does. And if Jims beats you, Cortez, I'm going to salute Jims and give Jims his props. Straight like that. So on the flip side, I don't want nobody thinking we're beating up on Jim because Jim beats Cortez. Yo, I'll recap that shit in Cortez. I got to get at you, my nigga. It's what it is. I'm with you, my G. But I can get at you, son. I can get at you. Fuck the Brooklyn shit. That shit on me. Another Brooklyn nigga, Matt Hoffman, he'll tell you shit. I know. I got to keep funky up here, man. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh
man.
Yo, salute to Cortez though, man. I like getting his insight too on all the shit that's going on, you know, because people
yeah.
really want to know
yeah.
exactly
mm-hmm.
like what's the deal, you know? They want to know bits and pieces behind the scenes of what happens.
I love
that's
that shit,
it.
Son. I love that conversations. I love them conversations
yeah.
and shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure Diz could tell us some crazy shit too. I'm pretty sure he could tell us some wild shit behind the scenes. That he's seen, you know what I mean? Or heard,
exactly.
or just, you know.
Exactly, exactly. So we got, let's get the man on right now, battling Dumbfounded in 10
Should
days.
Be a dope battle.
Countdown,
Should be a dope battle.
Countdown begins, world domination. Yeah. Let's get the man on himself. I'm still calling him the terrorist, but we saw a different Diz. The last show, we heard a different Diz, so I'm excited, man. Let's get the man on himself. Disaster, Diz, what's good, man?
What's up, man?
Diz, what's good, my what's good, my G?
Blog Talk Radio. Please, host.
All right, man, let's get down to this shit. Diz, 10 days away. 10 days away, Dumbfounded. It's coming up, man. Like, are you ready? What's the preparation been like for you for this battle?
Really fun.
Yeah.
Really? Finished writing already? You finished
yeah,
writing?
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I'm done. But the thing is, I always say that, man, and then this is what happens. I think it's like a mental pattern thing. I don't know if this happens to other battlers, but like we're like confirm a battle, let's say like a month in advance. The first couple of days, you get all excited. So in those first 3-4 days, you just start barring the fuck out. Then you, like, go for little periods of time where, like, you're just not writing for a couple days. And then you might write a little. But then every time, like, I feel like I'm done, like, 3-4 days before the battle, shit just starts fucking slapping me in the face out of nowhere, bro. I can't control it. So, I mean,
well,
hopefully shit doesn't change too much from now. But, like, I pretty much know exactly what I want to say to him. But, like, you know, that's still 10 days. It's a long time, bro, for me.
Let me ask you a question about the writing process, Diz.
Yeah.
Because you've done so many battles in your career and shit, my G.
Right.
Do you write the beats? Do you write the beats, or you just write everything off the top how you feel right there? Or do you write to, you know what I mean?
Sometimes I kind of write the beats. It just depends.
Right.
I write some schemes that are to a beat in my head. Like, I'll literally have a metronome, and some schemes will come out like that. The ones that you hear that I flow more, like, where I'm like, those are things that would fit on beats. But then I have talking parts and where I'm yelling and doing like little parts. Those I don't write them to beats. You know what I mean? Because there's two styles of battling. I think you should have a flow. You should show that you could actually rap. But then there's the direct shit where you talk to somebody. That's the whole point of having a cappella, is to be able to talk to somebody. And you got to always be able to do that. So, I mean, I mix it up, to be honest with you, but, like, my writing style is definitely not like anybody on earth, man. I mean, like, I write in a completely different fashion, man.
Yeah.
I sporadically write. I write random shit. I have thousands of different ideas in my head. Sometimes I don't really write down on paper the actual bars. I'll write a word down on paper. That's it. Yeah, man.
Dad,
really?
Yeah, like, I'll write, like, one word on paper. Yeah, I mean, it, like, he'll, but the word, the scheme that I did for Chilla Jones, I'm on one, but not like an Aubrey song, son, I'm on one, like Nas when he created Son of God, like Kanye before, you know, all that shit that I was doing. So, like, I'll write down on a paper, Son of God or God Son. That's all I'll write. Hold on 1 second. Can I get two swishers from right there, the 2 for $0.99? So, I'll write.
Hold on, Diz. I gotta do this. Where are you at right now, my G? Where are you at right now? I'm curious to know. I'm just curious.
I'm just at a liquor store. I mean, at a gas station. I don't know why I said liquor store. I'm at a gas station.
Oh, man. No, I can tell you. No, Diz, you know what? Yeah, Timbo.
I wanted to say, I think it's been a less stressful from when I've spoken to Diz. I think it's less stressful this battle than battles before. Like you said, it's more fun writing for this one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always the stress of, you know, me coming back and shit like that. Like, you know, having to, like, you know, impress everybody and actually live up to my hype coming back. So, again, I mean, I'm not really, like, you know, like, stressing out like, would dumbfound it as a battle. But, like, you know, living up to my shit and doing my shit right is really important, too. And, you know, I'm one of those battlers that doesn't have room to, you know, I can't leave rooms for error because people capitalize off any error. You know what I mean? Like, a stumble for me is like, oh, he stumbled. Whoa! Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I can't really fuck up, man. Like, I have to, like, deliver my shit right and perfect. So, you know, people don't have room to fuck with me and talk shit about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think this is going to be a good one, man. Now, go ahead, Dre.
No, this. I want to see you battle somebody, Munchie. I'm going to give you a name. I don't know if I told you this guy's name before. I'm impressed with his cat Psychosis, man. Are you up on his cat Psychosis?
Yeah, I am, but I mean, I don't know if I would battle him, man. Like, right now, everybody I choose is for a reason. There's a target. I target people. Like, if I want to battle somebody, I'm not going to battle people anymore that don't complement my writing style and my mentality.
Okay.
So, like,
gotcha.
You know, like, basically, like, Chilla Jones was the last one that I would take. Chilla Jones was somebody I never wanted to battle ever. People think that me and him, like, you know, had a little thing or whatever. Like, it was nothing. Like, we're, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really never wanted to battle Chilla Jones. I just did it just to prove to myself that I could do some other shit. Like, I just was like, fuck it, this is a different thing. I'm going to do it, plus I want to get some shit off my chest. I want to battle anyways. I'm just really itching. I got to get this off my chest. As far as, like, dumbfounded, like, that's why I would consider the Hitman Holla battle that they were talking about online, because that's somebody, as a performer, I want to see how our energies match up. A, that's one thing. B, another thing, like, that's really, like, important to me is criteria right now. Like, I want to battle a lot of people that are going to help my brand and, you know, be, like, people that are actually I'm going to benefit from. It's not just me battling them and giving them the good look. I need to get a good look out of it, too. Hitman Holla is one of those dudes that could give me that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Conceited, I'm looking for those type of battlers to battle. You know, that's why Dumbfounded, like, you know, Dumbfounded is huge. You know what I mean? Like, who cares what the battle scene thinks? It's not important to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this goes way beyond that. Dumbfounded,
you
know.
Let's get into this real quick, this Hitman Holla. Now, this is something that now interests you, of battling Hitman. Is that something you would feel comfortable doing in November, you know, if they were to put you on that card?
Yeah, and I would be comfortable to do it in Chicago, of course. Like, I would love to go to Chicago, man. So, yeah, I battled in Chicago before. You know me, I've battled all over the world, but, you know, my shit predates a lot of this era and these people that have been around. You got to understand, I've really been doing this shit. Like, in 2003, I went backpacking through Chicago, sleeping on the streets out there, just battling. You know what I mean? And I went, you know, I got into this huge event out there. You know, I mopped up half the fucking city out there. They put me in the Chicago Tribune. They showed me mad love, bro. Like, and I was a kid. I was only 19 years old. They put me in the newspaper out there and everything. So I haven't been back to Chicago since I was 19. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I killed it out there. You know, I battled Mood Swangs. You know, I beat Mood Swangs and then... You know, I lost to, what's his name, bro? They did some crazy shit to me in Chicago, but I still respected and I loved it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got biased out of the game when I battled over there. It was just the wrong period of time. I went to Chicago when Common and Ice Cube were beefing. You know what I mean? So when I went over there, they did some crazy shit on stage where they were like, who likes Ice Cube? They showed a picture of Ice Cube and everyone started fucking saying, fuck Ice Cube. Everyone, the whole venue was like, fuck Ice Cube. They put up Common's picture. Everyone started going crazy. And then they introduced me and Presence to the stage. Presence is a Chicago rapper. And they're like, no, all the way from L.A., we have da-da-da-da. And everybody was like, what the fuck? Fuck this guy. This is Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? And then fucking Presence came up. And it was just a layup for him. You know what I mean? And I ended up losing.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was just like a really crazy moment in time over there. You know, I would love to go back over there and just, you know, Chicago, like, it's a great...
What do you think of that league? What do you think of the Guerrilla Warfare League? Have you seen, do you like how they're kind of put together as far as the league, the battles go?
Yeah, man, it's just, I would definitely want to make sure that if me and him battled over there, that just the stage and everything is right. You know what I'm saying? As far as like them putting out their footage and everything, they're really good. And I fuck with Mrs. Gracie. She's a good person. So, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I would definitely be down to do it, but we'd have to just talk about more details and shit. But, you know, as far as right now, from Dumbfounded, you know, that's going to be such a huge battle and it's going to fucking hit the internet so hard. After that, I can't really, like, I can't really slow down. If I'm going to do smaller battles, I might throw a house party and just, you know, kill somebody at a house party and just, you know, just to keep my shit going and making bread on the
yeah.
side, you know what I'm saying? But any major matchups, I'm looking for those big guys, bro. You know what I mean? Those challenges.
I feel it, man. Dude,
not,
it, man.
I'm like
really
ready
man.
Right now. I'm, like, really
yeah.
ready right now to kill a lot of people, bro. Like, that little, like, era I went through, like, that was, like, a dry spot for me. Like, I was going through a lot of shit, too. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even, like, right now, the Chilla Jones battle, man, like, I really did that shit with the back of my hand, bro. Like, that was just,
yeah.
like, a burst of energy, bro. Like, I'm really focused right now, man. And I've only started, like, I took a break. I only started in May this year, you know what I mean? We're basically in the 7th, 8th month of the year. I started in May already, and, like, you know, I just started getting my shit. Like, by the end of this year, I'm going to do some crazy shit, bro.
Mm. Damn.
So, you know.
We got to hear the rest of this, man. I really want to know who else is on the radar for you, bro.
I mean, I told you guys, I get these little fucking itches to battle certain people. Like, I wanted to battle Jonah. I don't know how long that's going to last, and I'm not going to wait around for this guy whenever he feels like battling me. I'm the motherfucker
yeah.
that calls the shots. I don't really care how he feels, and if he doesn't want to do the battle, then fuck him. I don't need him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to do it for the people, and because, you know, to fit in somebody like that into my fucking schedule when I got way other shit going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit doesn't revolve around what, you know, the little guy wants to do. It revolves
yeah.
around what I want. Once you get to a point where you're like me and you do shit, then you can do whatever the fuck you want to and tell people whenever the fuck you want to battle him. I mean, at the end of the day, he's his own fight. He's a grown man. You know what I'm saying? He
mm-hmm.
don't got to take the battle. And I
yeah.
heard that, you know, right now he said some shit like, it's not time or, you know, he was kind of really weird with his response as if like, oh, like, he's like talking like he could serve me right now if he wanted to, but he... You know, that's that bullshit that rappers kick when they're not fucking ready to get killed. You know what I'm saying? They just need
exactly,
time to gather
yeah.
their fucking shit together. You know what I mean? So, you know,
exactly.
but respect
now,
him, I ain't got nothing against the dude. So, you know what I mean? Work.
I wanted to ask you were vocal about this on Twitter with this whole Most Def thing, calling someone out, getting the accepting, and then backing out, retracting his statements of wanting to battle.
Yeah.
How does that make this shit look, man?
It doesn't make anything look like shit. Like, it just makes him look, you know, I don't know. Like, I think you've seen the tweet that I put out about what he said. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How I felt about the situation was, basically what I said was, you know, it's kind of disappointing to see his outlook on battle rap and how he looks at battle rap as a whole. I still got respect for him regardless because I do respect Most Def for what he stands for. And I come from that era where I just respect those MCs. Talib Kweli, Most Def, like those fools. I love those type of rappers, bro. They're real human beings to me, and they're about something, you know what I mean? But,
yeah,
you know, Most Def's response was bullshit. You know what I mean? It was definitely a bullshit response. I can't gauge whether he really feels like battling isn't shit. Or he's actually scared that, you know, he didn't think Lupe was going to be the guy that goes, hey, I'll take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
he was
exactly.
thinking, you know, maybe, shit. Maybe he was thinking, like, I don't know, Soulja Boy was going to accept it or something. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. But, you know, as soon as Lupe Fiasco said something back, he didn't want to do it no more. And that just seems
yeah.
weird. It seems like as if he knows he would lose to him.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. No, it's cool.
Yeah.
What's up? I'll give you, like, a little bowl. You don't got to give me no money. Oh, that's cool, girl. Come here. Here you go. You ain't underage or something, are you? Get me in trouble and shit. You look all young. All right. All right, have a good one. All right, yeah, what up?
Oh, yeah, I'm chopping that out, but that's pretty classic. So you think Lupe would beat him in the battle?
Lupe is more like, you know, he's more... He's more of a aware battlehead. Yeah, I mean, Lupe would beat him, bro. Like, I think Most Def knows that. He's not conditioned enough to go against Lupe. Lupe's just, you know, he's an aware guy. He's very aware of what we do. He's a fan. Anybody who's a serious fan of battle rap who tweets like, oh, my God, Averb just did this. Oh, my God, Hollow just did this. You know, that's like Lupe's Twitter, you know. Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, you know, Tay Rock and what's his name, you know, like, this fool's a fucking battle nerd, you know what I mean? And it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing, it's just, you know, he's Lupe's a real battle nerd. He'll fucking get in fucking Mos Def shit. Like, for real, he would. Mos Def doesn't know what the fuck is going on. Like, Lupe would be attacking him from all angles. So, you know, and I think his response about battle rap was fucking whack as fuck. Like, like battling a, like, did it, I forgot exactly how he worded it, but I was offended, bro. Like what the fuck are you talking about, bro? This is the real shit. Like, come on, man. Out of all people, Mos Def shouldn't be saying this shit, man. It just seemed like he was scared or something.
Yeah, it makes him look bad, too. Now, I wanted to ask you real quick about your boy, Drizzy Drake,
who?
Going up against Meek Mill. What do you think about this whole thing, all this going back and forth? I don't think Meek really wants it with Drake, because like you said, I think Drake is also a student of the game.
Exactly. And not only that, though, Drake, like, has a crazy, unique way of approaching the shit. Like, he's battling in his world. He's not, like, a cappella battling Meek. He's on track. He's in the studio. He's putting out quality music, not just diss records. He's not, you know, Meek's track was garbage. His beat was trash. Like, what the fuck was you want to know or whatever? I don't even know what the fuck. Nobody's heard the song more than once. Like, people play back to back. Like, for real. Like, crazy how called back to back when you can literally play that song over and over. So he's just killing him on a production level, topic level. He's cleaner. He's just approaches more classy. It's a classier approach. It's just, it's some new shit. It's like flexing on someone without even flexing that hard, bro. It's pretty cool what's happening, and I think it's amazing for hip hop, bro. Like, I'm really proud.
Isn't it great for hip-hop? I can't remember, Tiz, the last time, like, the most popular MC in the game was actually, you know, doing this shit like this.
Right, and you know what's so crazy? People always hate on Drake and, like, your singer, he's not hip-hop, he's blah, blah, blah. Bro, he's the only guy that's setting it off out here. What do you mean?
Exactly.
He's
out
here setting the shit off. He is doing some hip-hop shit. If anything, he's doing the
he
most
He dropped two
shit.
Before Meek dropped one. He dropped two before Meek dropped
Bro.
One.
Bro, that shit is a career ender for Meek, bro. Like, I'm telling you, like, he's slowly gonna die out because of this, bro. Lost mad fans. Yeah. People don't care. People don't look at him the same. This is what battle rap does to people. And this is why it's amazing for it to happen to the industry, because people are seeing the effects of battle rap. How it can destroy a whole artist, bro. Like, how did we look at Meek before this? I used to see him like a fucking gangster ass fucking boss, bro. I thought Meek was a boss before this shit.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it wasn't even Drake doing it to him the whole time, bro. It was Meek just killing himself on Instagram, bro. Like, uploading the lamest responses, carrying himself like he's really out of words.
Yeah,
that
he
shit,
said he'd give Drake a wedgie, all this dumb shit.
Weird shit. Now, weird shit, like, just putting up Instagrams of him with money, like, yo, like, bro. How are you even flossing money on Drake? He's worth 75 mil, and you're worth 3 mil. Meek Mill, you're worth 3 mil. Yo, Meek Mill.
Bars for dumbfounded.
No, but seriously, like, how are you going to, like, you can't get money, so you shouldn't even try to floss money on him. That's not going to make you look.
Exactly. I mean, I hope he drops the third track. I want the third track to drop just to have it end it. I know it's done now. But
oh,
I think
well, they were saying Drake was supposed to drop that. What was it called?
The
third
three-peat.
One? I forgot
the
what it
three-peat.
Was called. Three-peat. Yeah, three-peat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, why he? You know what? Oh, you know why he hasn't dropped it? I'll tell you why. Because he hasn't dropped it because he already pressed them twice for his one track, and I think he's just waiting for him to respond to his next track.
He's
you know
waiting
he's
for the
come with something else.
He's waiting for the next one, and then just to drop
so
it.
So as soon as Meek
it.
Pulls it out. As soon as Meek pulls it out, he's going to come with three-peat and shut the game down. He's probably just sitting there, you know, in the studio, just making three-peat better every single day. They're adding amazing sound effects. They're just making that – they're just sharpening the shit out of the track, fixing all the parts. And this fool Meek is getting ready to drop a shit. And then once he drops it, they're just going to fire on him with three-peat, and it's going to be over. That's a serious way. That's how you do it. You don't overdo it, because if he puts out three-peat, and then Meek comes with something, then it's going to make it look like he's winning. Like, immediately.
Exactly.
If Meek comes with some hot shit after three-peat's already dropped, people are going to be like, damn, Drake dropped three tracks already. Like, oh, nah, yeah. Meek, you got him back. Like, nah.
Exactly.
So
I like
and
the beat, man. I think it's great.
Will be good. It will be a good response. He will actually have next track will be fire. It will have some good shit in it, and he's still killed.
I think so too, man. I think it's great for hip hop all around. Disaster battling Dumbfounded in 10 days. Toronto World Domination 5, man. We're really looking forward to it, bro. We really appreciate you joining us on the show today, my G.
Real shit. Man, I got you whenever, man. Holler at me.
Absolutely. I got you, brother. Take care.
All right, man. You guys have a good one. Peace.
Peace. Yo, salute to Disaster coming on the show, man. We really appreciate it. World Domination 5 coming up. Battling Dumbfounded in Toronto. Man, everybody stay tuned. Check that shit out, man. PSA Radio. You already know what the fuck it is. Go check out all the new shit. All the new videos. Hitman Holla is up. Sue Surf is up. Mos Def rejecting the Lupe Fiasco, accepting his challenge. All that shit is up, man. Go check that shit out. This is PSA Radio. We out.